Okay. Okay, the Talmud Rebbe says like this. Little preparing for Pesach. Let's try to behave and get to the peace, Chevra, okay?
No problem.
The Pesach says, Leil Shemurim Hu LaHashem, the Hoitzia Meretz Yisrael, the copy machine is broken. Daven for it to get fixed. Leil Shemurim Hu LaHashem, the Hoitzia Meretz Yisrael,
copy somebody else.
Hu HaLaila HaZel LaHashem, Shemurim LaHashem, Shemurim LaKol B'nei Yisrael, the Dari Yisrael. So he's medacted a few digdukim over here. He says, what's the lesson of Shemurim? And it says it twice. Leil Shemurim Hu LaHashem, it says LaHashem. And then it says, LaHashem Shemurim LaKol B'nei Yisrael. Then it says the B'nei Yisrael. That's one diak he makes. Another diak he makes is Leil Shemurim Hu LaHashem LaHoitziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. LaHoitziyam is a future tense. It should have said, SheHoitziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim.
Wow.
So why the future tense? And what is Shemurim LaHashem? And then it says Shemurim LaKol B'nei Yisrael. Those are his dikdukim, okay? So he explains like this. Beer v'zeh tzedikim ha'kadoshim api yedio mekadmoinim the elo is merames roshi teves ani ledoidi v'doidi li u'meroimes he's been merames they're merames with this ki mitchila tzarech ha'odim lekarev et atmai la'ashem b'yisrus l'asata. First a yid has to go b'yisrus l'asata, get close to Hashem. He has to come from himself. Tata, very good. U'metech kach kosh baruch hu miskarev elo odim b'yisrus l'ela. Then after we do something down here, Kosh Baruch Hu is Ma'ira and he's Mashpia to us from the Mala. Is that Anila Doidi? First I am to my Doidi, and then afterwards the Doidi, Kosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia to me. This is the Seder, this is the Avoida in Chodesh Elo. Aval Chodesh Nisa Nemar the Pasuk Doidi Li V'Aniloi. First it's Doidi Li. Rashi explains in Shir Shirim that it's referring also in Shir Shirim that this is referring the Kai al Yitzias Mitzrayim. So by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk is different. It's Doidi Li, and then it's Va'ani Lo.
What does the pasuk say?
Doidi Li.
The pasuk says that.
Va'ani Lo.
Oh, I don't know
about this. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Yitzias Mitzrayim. Perik Beis Pasuk Kazayim. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Lo Hayu Bnei Yisrael Ruim Legoil. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were not roy to have a gula. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu nigla aleim b'zrus leila. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael b'zrus leila. There was an inspiration. I don't know exactly how to touch b'zrus leila. Man, it's a good touch for it. An awakening from above came b'kol shana b'yomim elu b'sayrenes b'chinazu. So to every year. By Golos Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim, by Leil Seder, there comes this Yisrus Le'ela. There's a condition which comes from above.
Oh my God.
Shekosh Baruch Hu Makdim Lavoy B'nei Yisrael B'Yisrus Le'Day. Kosh Baruch Hu comes first. Zeo Doidi Li. This is what it means. Yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu is to me. My Doidi is to me first. And then, Va'ani Lo. Then the Adam comes close to Hashem. So the difference between Elo and Nisan is that Elo is a Ni Le'Doidi. First we start, and then Doidi Li, and the Kosh Baruch Hu comes to me. My thinking, my Pesach is that Kosh Baruch Hu is Doidi Li, Kosh Baruch Hu is first comes to me, and then afterwards Va'ani Lo, and I come to Hashem. This is the Le'ela, and then it's with the Lasata afterwards. This is what Kosh Baruch Hu waits for the whole entire year. Shiagia Azman the Dalik Al Seda Dalik Kosh Baruch Hu jumps. Pesach, he says the lashon of Diluk, of Kfita, to jump. Lavoya Leinu Bisrus de la Eila, the Fnez was the Tata. This is called a jump. Kosh Baruch Hu jumping it to us first, and then afterwards us coming to Hashem. And we know, this is a very important Yisod, by the way, in Avodas Hashem. Every Avodah happens in this order. At first, Kosh Baruch Hu, just like Pesach is the start, it's the Rishon. It's the first. The Avodah always works. Kosh Baruch Hu gives the Yid a taste, a te'ima, of a certain madrega, or a certain Indian that he's trying to grow in. And then afterwards, Kosh Baruch Hu strips us from that madrega, and then afterwards we have to work in our with our own kochos to get back to that madrega where Kosh Baruch Hu let it have a te'ima of originally. And this is the whole process of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shavuos. Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu gives us big oiras, he gives us a little bit of a te'ima of everything we're gonna that we could strive for, which we could reach. There's also like the ibur, which is me'imo, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a te'ima of kol tarah kula. And then after Kadosh Baruch Hu strips that ibur or everybody afterwards of all those madrigas, and that's called Tfiras Omer. Tfiras Omer is working every single day, working on another midah, just to get to Shavuos, which is coming back to the madrega from us working hard and steiging through Tfiras Omer, to have a little bit of a te'ima, and even more really, of what we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Leil Seder.
We're actually acquiring it.
And we're actually acquiring it, exactly. So he says like this, Zer Romet Bekot Vazel Leil Shemurim Hula Hashem. Shemurim is the lashon of Hamtana. You're waiting for something. Aviv Shamar Es Adavar. Yaakov Avinu was waiting. He was anticipating when those dreams of Yosef were going to come true. Aviv Shamar Es Adavar. Kadosh Baruch Hu anticipates. He's waiting for this night. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to be mashpia to us, for him to be mashpia to us. That doidi is tali. Why Loshana Asim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. Kadosh Baruch Hu is anticipating for to come to us first. Because every Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just local to Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everybody has their Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everybody has their Golos Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is anticipating, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashpia to us, to take us out of Mitzrayim. I said this last week. This week was the Norman the Melech Shiur site. I think I told some of the Chevra that the Norman the Melech and his brother, the Hedigar of Zusha, they would go from town to town. And every town that they would go to, they were there to do certain tikkunim that they needed, which were necessary for that town. So they came to a certain town and they weren't able to leave that town. They weren't able to leave. So they weren't sure why they were not able to leave that town. They understood that there must be certain things that they still needed to do in this specific town. So they were going there in the shuk and they heard two yidin talking to each other. And this yid was complaining about his life and the difficulties and the stress of his life and all the different sorrows that he's going through. So the other yid said to this yid who was complaining, he said, it's Kadosh that he's alive. So the other yid said back to him, a life like this is not even worth being alive. It's not even worth being alive to have a life like this. He said, no, it's Kadosh that he is alive. But the Eberster is always alive. And the Ebershir is always being Mashkiach and being able to always take us out of a tzara. Just to know that fact and to live with that fact, it's enough to say that everything can change. Anything can change at any moment. We have to live with that. We have to live with that. That He is alive. Hashem is alive and Hashem is present and Hashem is there with us. That's Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every moment Kadosh Baruch Hu anticipates to take us out of our personal golus, out of our personal mitzarim. So he says that's the pshat, Leil Shemurim Hula Hashem, that Hashem anticipates that Kadosh Baruch Hu waits to take us out of Mitzrayim. That's the Shemurim La Hashem, that Hashem has anticipation to take us out of Mitzrayim. But then the Pesuk continues, Shemurim L'Kol B'nei Yisrael, that we also anticipate Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. We also anticipate the Geula of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu shows himself to us. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, every Yid, is Zochet Kadosh Baruch Hu to have its Ruzda Le'ela. That's beyond our own personal kelim. It doesn't matter about my kelim on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why, you know, Seder has everything, has the Samech, has the Dalir, and has the Resh to it. Seder is Sod, Drush, Remes. But what's chaser is the Pshat. Pshat, the Pei, is always the kelim. The kli. Pshat is the kli to everything. On Leil Seder, where there's no pshat, there's no kli, it means that every yid is able to connect as not kfi your kli. It's kfi which comes from above. It's a tzerus de la'il. It's the ability for Kadosh Baruch Hu to relate to you even though that your kli is not right. That's called Tzeres HaOmer and Shavuos afterwards. But Leil Seder is unique. That's what every yid feels Leil Seder. Every yid feels Leil Seder. Huh? It's my voice. Every yid feels Leil Seder. So therefore, because there's no pay. is a chisaron on the pay. Because every yid is able to tap into have a tzrus d'leila. So that's why every aunt, uncle, cousin, which is not even, had no shekel to Yiddishkeit, they come to a little seder. What's the shot that everybody's coming to a little seder? Because it's not totally in the pay. It's not totally in your kli. It goes beyond your kli. So every yid is able to relate to a little seder. The maisa, that's why every yid is able to have their own personal geula on Leil Seder. It's a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he talks about over here how the tzaddikim, because it's a chance to always bring out a geula, he talks about how tzaddikim, they worked very hard to bring the geula shlema on Leil Seder. He said that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Mekalev, it's cool to you're going to lay no, he didn't want to start the Seder until Kosh Baruch Hu brought the geula shlema miyad. Rav Yitzchak Isaac from Kalev, he said, I'm not starting the Seder until Kosh Baruch Hu, you bring the geula shlema right away. And he wasn't even about to end it tonight. Until Kosh Baruch Hu sent from Shemayim the Avos, the Imos, to request that he's mevater. To make sure that he's mevato on his tanai, because the Kosh Baruch Hu said right now is not this month to bring it yet. But thinking they worked very hard to bring the geula shlema. We're not Rimanov, there was big machloikas.
That's here to there.
Huh?
That's his avoda from here to there.
But he felt because there's such a iris from the mala of a geula that it doesn't matter where Klaiso Ba'etzim is holding. He wanted to push that it should go much farther than the basic. I wanted to say a pshat. I think I told you about this pshat. That I don't remember actually. Maybe I told you. I don't know. Okay. Yitzias Mitzrayim is really in every single door. Every door feels Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because really, Yitzias Mitzrayim, I'm having a hard time remembering the word exactly, that really Yitzias Mitzrayim was supposed to be the Geula Shlema. It was supposed to be the Geula Shlema. But they weren't zocha to have the Geula Shlema after Yitzias Mitzrayim for whatever reason. So every door, huh? That's what I said?
Yeah. Because
because we couldn't wait.
We couldn't wait. They had to be
there. Oh, right. Oh, those on the Sfas Amos, right. They were Chishuv as a case, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu took them out early. It was supposed to be 400 years. He took them out only after 210 years. But there's supposed to be a Hashlama all the way to get, and there should be a Geula Shlema. So that means that really the Geula Shlema is Tali in the completion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we weren't zochet to. Yeah. So every single year, we're chayv to look at ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim, which means we're supposed to connect to the Urz of the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim every single year. Every year when we connect to the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're being mashlim those 210 years to 400 years. We're trying to be mashlim the 210 to 400 years. So every year, there's a tapping into the original Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim to be mashlim that kfi how much we connect to the Geula of Mitzrayim itself. We're being zocha really to be mashlim the 400 years to be zocha to Geula Shlema. So every single Leil Seder is so important because every single Leil Seder is the completion till the 400 years. That's called Chishiv as a Kate. The difference between 210 and 400. It's Gematria Kate. I mean, the completion of that Kate is totally on every single Leil Seder. Akoponim, he brings over here from the story from Menachem Mendel Rubinover that he really wanted to bring on Leil Seder the Geula Shlema. And he, you know, there's a big machlokas amongst the Tzaddikim if Napoleon should win or should Russia win, Russia. And there was a big machlokas, and Menachem Mendel Rubinover was of the opinion that Napoleon should win. So Erev Pesach, when he was baking the matzahs, he put the matzahs into the tanur, and he said 500 Russian soldiers to die. And when he put it into the tanur, Napoleon entered into the city of Vine. And he said by Leil Seder before he made Kiddush, that if all the other tzaddikim would be maskim to me, then we'll be zochet to hear the call of Mashiach. And when he picked up, he said, "Kozi Yeshua Sesa." And he said, "All the tzaddikim of the door have to agree to me." But all the other tzaddikim of the door, they weren't in agreement. with Menachem the Rebbe number that Napoleon should win. He felt that Russia should win. I also told this to the Chevra that it's a little bit of a sharp line, like the Rav Tzurav Kedarka B'Kodesh, that the Rav Tzurav, he had machlokes. He was on the other side. He felt Mashiach shouldn't come. He felt that Russia should win.
He wasn't there then.
Huh?
He was later.
He was alive then. He was a Talmud. He was a Shikl Talmud Chaver of the Rachman Rebbe. Who's
Shalom?
One second, before that. So Rachman the Rav Tzurav, he disagreed. He felt Russia should win because he knew that if Napoleon would win, it would cost the lives of a lot of Yidden. And the other thing he felt that Napoleon should, even if there should be the blood of the knees, blood of Klai Israel all the way up to the knees. So the Rav Tzurav said if Mashiach's going to come in such a way, everybody has to be a little sensitive to a Rav Tzur tongue, but that even if Mashiach should come at the cost of the lives of Yidden, then tell Mashiach to go back to the hole where he came from. That was his lesson. That it shouldn't come at the expense of the lives of Yidden. Tell him to go back to the hole where he came from. It's obviously a very sharp line, Lamaisa. Akoponim, by Leil Seder, is a chance, is a time to connect to Gula Shlema in a Kholistic way and a Pratistic way. Mishnah everywhere, there should be Zocha, there should be a Bracha, there should be a Hedek of Pesach for every single one of us. And we should be Zocha to tap into the Seder, because every Yid can tap into the Seder, which is beyond the pay of the Pshat. And be Zocha to tap into the Seder, which comes from the Little Seder, to have a Hedek Seder. And every year should have a Gula Kholist and a Gula Pratistic.